Blog Talk Radio.
All right, here we go. Holy And you time is summer. It's raining already. No, man.
I've been influenced by everyone. I mean, whether it's today's Stevens or yesterday's Stevens or, as Mariah Carey said, Diva over the day.
I feel you. Thank you. and their dick sucked one night. Hey, hold on the fort. That's a lot of expensive stuff. Holy shit, for me, it's I am way too cool. See now. Thanks for being here. You know, you have me. It's happening on my show. You may know Eugene's Corner Show, Blog Talk Radio, Eugene's Corner Show. And it's getting cool out, the weather. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I saw some so nice to wear and get to work on me.
All that I could see was a mystery. It made no sense at all. The will of the wind, you feel it and bend. It will pass you blowing steady. It comes and it goes, and God only knows. Must keep yourself.
Oh, come back way. I feel like another thing. Boys, you can't
if you must befriend the will of the wind.
Thank you.
turning the wind.
Yeah,
Mom.
Thank you.
I know what it is.
At web.com, you won't find the latest sports scores. But if you need to build an online store, you'll find everything you need. Just drag and drop, or have our experts build it for you. Click now to start for just $3.95 a month.
All right. I can see.
It's a way to spend money.
So, playing it out a lot.
You ready for another beating? Should have never paid back.
Don't look at me. Let's just be cool.
Hey, boy. Hey, boy. I got crucified here. You're next.
Just stay out of my face, Joe.
Man. Good.
Come on, man.
Thank you.
I was like, I know our TV show got canceled, but I was like, it's not going that bad.
Tell me about your process when you guys are creating content, or when you guys are, let's take me from a video ends up on YouTube, but what happens to lead to get you to that point?
I kind of draw a lot of comparisons with people who are making music. And, you know, sometimes when you hear those interviews, some people are like, I made that song in 5 minutes, and that was my biggest hit ever, and I didn't even like it. But it just, there was something, I put it into the world, and it connected. And I feel like there's some things like that, similar with YouTube. Like, it could have just been an idea you came up with it in 5 minutes and went to go execute it, but sometimes you're planning them for, like, 5 weeks. And we work with a lot of people who are not media people. Like, these are just cool friends that we meet through friends, or that we make friends with.
Mediterranean, Lower East Side.
Olive oil, bro. And then we're just like, yo, you want to do a video thing? They're like, yeah, cool, I'll host the video. Like, you understand that culture? Let's talk about it. And so they'll just be like, hey, I know this in this spot. We can go in, and then we'll just set up a date, and then we go out there and film it. And usually if we have fun filming the videos, I know it's going to be a decent one.
The fun is going to transfer. Yeah. You know, everybody's always worried about sound and visuals, which are both important, right? You got to make sure your exposure is right and your sound is not peaking. But there's actually like a funnel meter metric that is, you only know it when you filmed it.
You're experiencing these things. You're meeting lots of different people, and you're engaging with them, and you're enjoying yourself, and you're giving your audience a tour of basically like these different community experiences.
For sure. And hopefully it's communities that are kind of feel or can be inaccessible. I think ultimately the goal is just to like bring the world together just a little bit more.
Yeah, and what you're talking about, I feel like, is community, is building a sense of community. And this is season 3 of Creator Lab is about community. So what role, I guess, has community played in your creative life?
Oh, man. I mean, I think the whole Lower East Side of
don't you think I
think I get any time.
With the Kiki Double Up credit card, you can earn 2% cash back, 1% on purchase.
That's my call.
Thank you.
great to get in a full thing more. How do I get in a club? I don't know. It takes a while. And it wasn't, well, it's interesting like it, so. And my part of my tablet is saying, you said about that, you're scratching it. When you scratch it, you don't like it. I don't want to scratch something. Yeah. You got a damn shame. The bull homeless. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking about. I want to.
Just to do it, just one.
Hey, Gigi.
This is a story of three siblings who loved each other, but money sometimes got in the way.
Thanks again for inviting me over.
I don't think we did. I want the kids to get used to...
It's not the music.
Oh, Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Would you please welcome to the stage, Tavares!
Nah, nah, nah.
I didn't put that there. I did not. Explain shit on truth. Yes. Yes. Yes.
We will now do the national anthem, but you need to rise. And now, so I say, the final curtain. My friend, I'll make it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, traveled each and every highway. More than this, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do. I saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and the more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I guess you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. And with it all, when there was doubt, I then spit it out. I grew tall, true.
my share of losing. But now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing.
Mm-hmm.
To think I did all that, and may I say, that is a shadow. No, no, not me. I did it my way. But what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and that the world of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blow and did it my. In this near, I saw a face.
Oh,
my friend, I say it clear. I say my case, of which I'm certain. I live.
You don't want to remember well? You're in the backyard, son? Okay. Yeah, you're going to the backyard. Come on. Come on. Come on.
I think the blow
contrary.
Now we have a brand new song for you. Brand new. First time. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. Be back among you. They are longing the streets. Right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up. In a city that doesn't sleep, and find I'm king of the hill, top of the east. They have drifted away. I'm gonna make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it. Anywhere, it's up to you.
I did.
New York, New York.
Apologize. Whoever does the Tonight Show, Johnny especially, when he's introducing him, when he's written a book, he holds up the book. Unfortunately for me, the book was not here. The book is Favor the Runner by J.U. Richard Kennedy. And now, if you recall, the last time I did the show, I had on as one of my guests, Frank Sinatra, and I have to tell you what this show did for him. Well, you have my word. The next day, wherever he went, people recognized him. And I was going to introduce.
If I give him, I gotta give you. I'm gonna give you both. Let me see.
Come on, John.
No practicing.
No practicing. We don't practice. We just go on doing. That's a rabbit of my...
That's not a lighter?
Oh.
This is a lighter.
Oh. We'll be back in just a moment after this word from the local station.
Did you ever think about all the sandwiches that are consumed across the country during just one evening's The Night Show? For example, there are thousands of loaves of bread, hundreds of slices of cold cuts, jar after jar of mustard, actually tons and tons of pickles. And when all those sandwiches are enjoyed, here's a safe bet on what's being enjoyed right along with them. That, of course, would be Budweiser. Bud is the largest selling beer in the world.
Excuse me.
A bottle of Bud and the lemon flavor. Here's a beer that makes it mighty clear what taste is all about. So, we decide at the friendly sign, Budweiser.
If you're planning an icebox raid tonight, go right ahead and score yourself a Budweiser. To go right along with that sandwich. It could possibly cost a little more, but as the Echo says, it's that Budweiser taste that makes it worth it. It is worth it. It's Budweiser.
I'm going to tell you, Johnny's going to be thrilled when he comes back and finds out that this whole show was sustaining. No sponsors.
The whole show was floating, but not sustaining. Now we're going to avoid some one of our sponsors.
Hey,
that's all right. Are we on now, or we got another one of them things?
No, we're on. We're on right now.
I don't know what you're doing here today. All the bishops are in New York.
Yes, Frank.
Yeah. You're just doing a show for the night, or how many nights you going to do the show?
I signed a deal with NBC. I do it one night a year.
On a Gentile holiday? Do you work on Rosh Hanukkah? Rosh Hanukkah? I mean, you're doing one show, this one show now, and you're pitching Wednesday, aren't you? You want to hear the ocean?
Hear it, I can smell it.
I gotta say, this was pretty dull before we came out.
Right.
Shy. Oh,
okay.
Pretty cat now. Did you notice it? A few dogs, too. Now, what, who took back them nails? What did they take the nails back?
Oh, I love that joke. That kid had brains or something.
Phil.
Phil. Right on the material now?
Over here with the Hebrews. Grab yourself a chair. Well, go back there, Phil. All right, I just thought you might just stretch.
You notice that man make a trip this week, so get even a score with all of your holidays and stuff. We have to have some kind of action going.
Yeah?
Yes. We brought our man over here tomorrow. Yesterday.
This show will be on Monday night, cross country.
Oh, well, my man has already gone home.
No.
Did she even see him off?
What has Carnival got to do with this?
Oh, man.
Do you know when we're through with these bleeps, we won't have enough to do a show?
You going to cut these off? Well, I'm leaving if you're going to cut what I've been saying. Huh? Oh, don't cut them off, because we may not be back this way.
No, it's 12:30 in New York and everybody's drinking.
But could I have some of that? He's the guy who brought me water. I ain't had water since I was 17. That's real water.
That's what it looks like.
You see what that does to your shoes?
Anytime you drink water for a guy, you're a threat.
Well, I think he's nuts myself.
What are we selling now? We're not selling anything, Clark, except perhaps millions and millions of dollars worth of talent. When he finds out that this is not the show he's doing, but the Tonight Show, he'll really flip. This is the Tonight Show.
I ain't getting paid for this.
Yes.
Well, I'm getting
one. If I tell you what you got for this, you'll say,
whoop. No, he'll say more than that.
Let me put it this
way. What am I getting?
You better hold on tight.
I got him.
The two of you, normally you would both get separate checks, but because you both came on together, you came on as a team. You're getting $160 a piece.
That's outright?
Outright.
I mean, everything
that counts. Sure, a few deductions. Like the water.
See, I want you to be slipped on.
Yeah.
You don't want that back, do you? Well, that ain't as bad as the show I watched with old John Carson the other day with, Robert Goulet, who looks like a... You know Robert Goulet, what he looks like? An 8x10 glossy. Doesn't he? He's so pretty and wonderful. And his wife, they were talking about horses. What horses? And what they do on stage.
Oh, I saw that, yes.
You saw that?
Sure.
I said sore.
You said sore.
You said sore. You said not sore. It says they don't eat sore.
Girls,